Should the city of Thorold make more effort to better protect and bolster its tree canopy? At Tuesday's City Council meeting, Councillor Tim O'Hare brought forward a proposal to establish protective measures, as well as penalties for the destruction or harm of mature trees. "We know there will be some tough choices to make as we face global warming," he told fellow council members. "Simple things such as protecting our mature tree canopy and ensuring that we continue to put more and more trees in the ground will pay back huge dividends in our fight against our ensuing climate crisis." As Thorold Today previously reported, Thorold only has 12.3% tree canopy cover left, when the acceptable minimum set by Environment Canada is 30%. During the discussion on the proposal, Councillor Henry D'Angela shared that he received a lot of requests for more trees when out campaigning during the election. "I've seen the ash trees that have been cut down," he said. "I see trees being planted on other city property, so we're not even replacing the trees that were all damaged. We're planting them elsewhere and they're not being taken care of and they're dying." While Councillor D'Angela acknowledged that it would take time for City Hall to come back with a comprehensive report on the subject, he would like to see more trees planted as soon as possible. "My critical thing is getting that money spent to get those trees out there," Councillor D'Angela said. "It's not going to grow roots in the bank. It needs to be planted in the ground." The Director of Development Services, Jason Simpson, told council members that while it will take time for City Hall to put together a well-researched report, some tree planting initiatives are already in motion. "We're currently working with the Niagara Peninsula Conservation Authority to plant 2 billion trees on public lands," said Simpson. "Not just in Thorold, obviously, but that is what potentially may be a shorter initiative to help enhance the tree canopy while we're working on this as well." City Council unanimously voted to have City Hall draft up a report on the matter.